In today's gospel, John the Baptist makes it very clear that he is not the center of his message. His message is, someone greater than I is coming. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight ways of the path, those paths. Someone greater than myself is coming. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This is the word of God. This is the fulfillment of that covenant that God made with his people long ago. And in the fulfillment of this covenant, God promised the Israelites two things. He promised them a homeland, and he promised them a Messiah. And the Israelites went through good times and bad times. But they remembered the bad times, much more. Because the stuff that they had to face is pretty bad. They had to face being, in slavery in Egypt. They had to wander through the desert, hungry and thirsty. And then they were exiled in Babylon. And what kept them going was their faithfulness in God and in God's faithfulness towards them. The belief that he would always come and save. A voice is heard from the desert. You and I are in this period of Advent, this period of preparation. And this is little more about than preparing ourselves for the secular celebration of Christmas, which does enter into our lives. This is about remembering our beginning of the history of our salvation. And God is faithful. As I said, he made promises to the Israelites, a homeland and a savior. And during this period of preparation, you and I are to, listen more attentively to the word of God. Just like, when some of us, from the previous generation were sent off to school, we were told we were to learn, reading, writing, arithmetic, the three R's. Well, I think there are three R's that we can do with the Word of God. We receive the Word of God. We retain the Word of God. And from there, reflect on the Word of God. This is the season of hope. And our readings today are about hope. We hear from the prophet Isaiah. And this is about God's faithfulness. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of a God will stand forever. This is the voice of the prophet crying out in the desert. And even in a few weeks, we'll hear once again, from the prophet Isaiah, for the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Once again, a God of hope, a God of faithfulness, a God who is true to his word. And these are the voices of God that we're hearing. There are times in our moments of despair when we do become distracted, and we decide to listen to other voices other than the voice of God. We live in a world where social media seems to be the center of some people's lives. And social media covers many things from the political world to even to our church. And I'm going to say this. If there's one voice that uses in any way to dominate or control people, that is a voice which spreads despair and discouragement. And it is in that despair and discouragement that fear, extremism, and lack of sensibility to the needs of others, it becomes quite apparent and quite overwhelming. And this is not faithful to our God who has created us, and it's not faithful to our brothers and sisters who are created in the image and likeness of God. Everyone has a voice. Everyone has an opinion. But it is the voice of God which is always calling us to be faithful, to be a people of faith, hope, and charity. In turn, our God is true to his word. He is faithful, and he is full of hope. He has created us, and in turn, we are to worship and praise him and listen to his word, eat of the body, drink of the blood, seek reconciliation, and to seek him as the voice of reason, the voice of wisdom, the voice of peace and harmony. So said my brothers and sisters, there are many voices that are out there, and the one true one does come from God. And I don't want to repeat myself, but we are to receive the word of God, we are to retain it, and we are to reflect on it. So in turn, we make God's work known to others.